So as you went through this process of producing The Price of Everything, what about the contemporary art world was most disheartening for you? And then the flip side of that, what kind of gave you hope?
I don't know if anything was ever disheartening. It was really more a curiosity on my part. You know, I've been in the art world for almost 3 decades, and I know what the art world was like back then when I started collecting and getting involved in museums, and I've just seen the changes over the past decades, and they're startling, and I was actually wondering what happened.
Tell me about, more specifically, the changes that you noticed.
Well, the film starts with, in 1973, with the Ethel and Robert Skoll auction. And it was the first time that living artists were sold at an auction. And it just made people all of a sudden say, wow, art has value. So what I'm buying, I could actually sell at some point and maybe even make a little money on it. And I don't think it, you know, the world at large realized that this was movement to what we have today.
What do we have today?
Where the majority of collectors, and they will admit it, most collectors, are considering the value of an artwork before they buy it.
What are the implications of this commodification for just art lovers and for artists themselves?
I think it's complicated. And, you know, we sought out to find an answer to that very question, and I don't think the film answered it on purpose. I think the film poses more questions about art, value, and commodity than it answers.